Still got more chances to win tickets to see No Doubt in Las Vegas at the Sphere. You're listening for a block of No Doubt on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? We're going to talk about Snoop Dogg opening a new weed shop in Long Beach tomorrow. We've got People Are Dumb. A guy lit himself on fire and pulled a two-ton car with his wiener while he was on fire. What's up with Florida on the show today? We have a 420 catch of the day. That's our brand new new song feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Youngblood at the Greeks. It's sold out May 22nd. And we've also got more chances for you to win this. Snoop Dogg is opening a dispensary for cannabis in Long Beach. Details coming up on K-Rock. Snoop Dogg is opening his first Long Beach business tomorrow, Saturday, tomorrow, May 9th. He's officially going to open SWED, which stands for Smoke Weed Every Day, in Long Beach, his new cannabis dispensary. It's at 2115 East 10th Street. I'm going to let my man Slink Johnson tell you about it.
Yo, yo, what's up, Slink Johnson? We live and direct in L.A. at the grand opening of Snoop Dogg's new dispensary, and it's going to be off the chain.
Thank you, Slink. It is going to be opening at 12 p.m. with the mayor's office set to honor Snoop Dogg with a city proclamation recognizing the impact on Long Beach, the culture, the business, the community. Tell them, SAG.
Smoke weed every day. You see it. Dogg just opened up. New shop. Come on down. Get some of that sticky, icky.
Ooh-wee. The event is open with guests 21 plus with photo ID. What's up, Kalia McNeil, funny, funny girl?
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, whatever, Kalia McNeil, funny, funny girl. We're out here at Smoke Everyday Snoop Dogg store. Had to stop by, see what's going on. Got my boy Slink Johnson.
All right, whatever, Kalia McNeil, funny, funny girl. How often do you smoke weed?
We smoke how often? Today, tomorrow, the next day, every month. Day. Smoke every day.
I feel that. Little Cheek.
Yo, checking in. This is Little Cheek. We out here at Sweat, smoke every day, because that's all we do. We smoke every goddamn day.
All right, don't get mad about it. Let's check in with the real baby Snoop.
The real baby Snoop. We out here, live and direct. All the people, you see them? This ain't an accident. This every day. This all for Snoop. Y'all already know what to do.
My guess is smoke weed. All black, amen.
This is the all black, amen. And we here at Smoke Every Day for Uncle Snoop. And respectfully, when I say this, I smoke every other day when I go to sleep because I'm healthy. My lungs is healthy.
Nobody's pushing you. Smoke it every other day. What else do you do?
A little bit. I smoke a little bit. And I try to bite booty whenever I see it.
What about the butt?
That's booty. Are you not paying attention? You are listening for a block of No Doubt. When you hear it, be caller 20 when the second song starts. And you'll win a trip to Las Vegas to see No Doubt at the Sphere from K-Rock. A 51-year-old man lit himself on fire and then pulled a car with his penis. People Are Dumb is next on K-Rock. You are listening for a block of songs from No Doubt. When you hear the second one start, be caller 20. You'll win a trip for two to Las Vegas to see No Doubt at the Sphere Las Vegas. So you got another chance for that coming up. Right now, it is time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Guy in England lit himself on fire and then pulled a car with his penis. He hooked up a two-ton French police car, and he pulled it 131 feet with the tow rope attached only to his penis. Why did he add the fire to that, you might be asking yourselves? That's a great question, and I found this interview on TMZ. This is the guy, John Stevenson. He's 50 years old. He's a martial artist. He's the guy that lit himself on fire and pulled the car with his wiener.
Well, the simple explanation for the fire was, when I researched this, I wanted to be the first person to ever do, like, a stunt that's never been done. That's worldwide.
Just pulling a two-ton car with your penis is not enough? Somebody's done that?
So I did a bit of research on Google, and it turned out that somebody in another country's already pulled a car with their penis.
Oh, my God. All right, so take us through your decision process about lighting yourself on fire to the stunt.
So I thought, right, well, what I can do then is try and put something on top of that to be a world's first. So I Googled it to see if anybody's ever done it while they're on fire.
Oh, my God.
And it turns out that they haven't. So That's what we did.
How do you go from pulling a car with your wiener to setting yourself on fire and pulling a car with your wiener? There's not anything in between there? There's not an intermediate step there? Seems like a dangerous thing to do just to get a world record.
Believe me, I strapped it up and it can be done.
Right, I saw the video. You pulled the car with your wiener while you were on fire.
So you got the record. Did the Guinness people contact you? Are they satisfied that you have the actual record?
There's a bit of misunderstanding about this and Guinness. Nobody said this was for Guinness. This was purely done as a personal challenge.
What are you talking about? You said you wanted to set a world record that no one in the world has ever done. Why would you Google it and find out if anyone's ever done it and then set yourself on fire to make sure you're the only one and then not do it for the record?
Well, you know, I don't plan on having any more kids, guys, and it's just hanging about, so I thought I'd put it to work.
All right, so you pulled the car with your wiener, you set yourself on fire, and it wasn't for a record.
I've just got to say one thing, the Big Dipper's not for sale.
What about the butt?
Will you stop it with that?
I have a podcast called Three Fourths Human. There's three of us and a speaking chat GPT. We've been doing it for about a year. It's me, it's Sluggo, and it's Cat Corbett. And you can listen anywhere you get podcasts for free, or you can see the video commercial free at patreon.com/threefourthshuman. The new episode that we have out now, we have Matt Money Smith, who was here at K-Rock from 94 to 2005-ish. And at one point, he was our music director. And that position at the radio station deals with the bands and the band's management and the record companies. And there's a lot of politics that goes on behind the scenes. And I knew that he had a great story about Inland Invasion 2004. It was a stacked lineup, and Morrissey was headlining. And I knew what happened, so I brought it up to him. And here's a clip of the current episode. Money, I do want to talk to you about a couple of things that you were involved with as, I believe, music director. And one of them is Morrissey.
Fuck that guy.
What happened in Inland Invasion?
That's the one. So, yeah, I was music director when we did Inland Invasion with Morrissey as the headliner. Stone Roses, Billy Idol.
Let me just tell you who was. It was Morrissey. Susie Sue from Susie and the Banshees, Devo, Billy Idol, Tears for Fears, Missing Persons, Flock of Seagulls, X, Franz Ferdinand, The Killers, Muse, Death Cab for Cutie, and The Walkman.
I'd go see that lineup now.
Same.
It's an unreal show. Awesome. It's 120 degrees out.
Yep.
It's miserable. And the Stone Roses were not happy about their slot. They felt like they were being slighted, that they were on way too early. And so they were already kind of in a bad mood, right? Because I think it went Stone Roses, Billy Idol, Morrissey was the final three. And for whatever reason, they were pissed. And so right before Stone Roses go on, we get word that Morrissey's not coming. And we're told that, and we're just like, oh, fuck. You know, you got to make the announcement to the crowd. And we're game planning backstage and trying to figure out who's going to make the announcement that Morrissey's not coming.
Who's going to get shit thrown at him? Who's going to be
working with the promoters of, are we going to, how do we do this? Refunds, Morrissey's, we're working with the record label. Is Morrissey going to play a show for us as a makeup show? And as we're putting that all together, I hear the Stone Roses get announced on stage and Ian grabs the mic and he goes, he ain't fucking coming. And I go,
greatest. Money, that was the greatest to be in the audience and watch that happen live.
Hey, all you fucking twits. He ain't fucking coming. How's that? Can feel Morrissey ain't fucking coming. And I just went, you cocksucker. And the whole place is pissed. And I have, you know, everyone's just angry and yelling at everybody else, trying to figure out who they could tell. Who let him? Who told him? We had to manage this and we can't manage our message. And
it's absolute chaos backstage. Yes, absolute chaos.
And so the Stone Roses do their show, their set, which was incredible. And then Billy Idol comes on and saves our ass. And Billy grabs the mic when he gets on and goes, hey, fuck Morrissey. He's missing the party of the year. And he like rattles off all the bands that have been incredible so far. And he's like, all you better stand up and get your asses moving. We're going to close this thing out. He goes, I should have been closing it out anyway. And he just freaking blew it out, man.
Uno, two, tres,
boom. Three-fourths human with
Kevin Cat
and Sluggo
and AI.
Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with Megan Holiday. We have the 420 catch of the day, a surprise release that caught me by surprise, which I'm excited to play for you. It's coming up. First, Megan is here with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, social media is losing it after a singer decided CGI was just too expensive and literally set his own pants on fire while filming a music video. Apparently,
what?
He wanted the flames to look authentic. So instead of using visual effects, he used a flammable substance on his pants. And within seconds, his legs were fully on fire.
Actually
held his composure really well for about 10 seconds until he fell to the ground, started squirming around, and then ripped his pants off. Online, people are calling it everything from the most committed low-budget music video ever to Grand Theft Auto stunt work,
yep.
While others joked this man skipped the editing budget and went straight to the hospital budget. Just so that you can get somewhat of an idea, here is the audio from it.
I look at your baby, I just can't walk away. Is it really worth saving? Cause I can't seem to erase the memories of
what? Dumbass.
I can't wait to show that to you. That's a power jam right there. We start playing that song.
Yeah.
Number two, you're going to be very excited about this. An epic new documentary film from BAFTA and Oscar-nominated writer, producer, and director Stephen Knight will tell the story of the Oasis reunion the world was waiting for, featuring unprecedented onstage and backstage footage from the sold-out global stadium tour. It is coming to IMAX and cinemas worldwide on September 11th, and will be streaming globally later this year on Disney Plus and Hulu. Also, Oasis are reportedly lining up a huge 2027 tour.
Excellent.
Which comes after Liam telling a fan in Rome that Oasis would be there next year, saying, without a doubt, 100%. So details have definitely not been officially confirmed, but this is looking very promising.
Excellent.
And it is Friday, so number three, we always like to talk about movies that are coming out over the weekend. Mortal Kombat 2 brings back the brutal video game action with Carl Urban joining the cast as Johnny Cage. The Sheep Detective is a murder mystery comedy with talking sheep helping solve a crime, starring Hugh Jackman and Billie Eilish. Hit Me Hard and Soft, the tour live in 3D. This is a live concert film experience. I'm Megan Holiday, and that was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Today is from Mike D, formerly of Beastie Boys. He's got a new song out called Switch Up. It was co-produced by his sons, Skylar and Davis. It looks like Mike D's first solo music in a long time. Maybe it's a fresh solo rollout. I found some possibilities you might need to check on. One is that he's going under the name Mike D5D. I don't know if that's a thing. And also, he's playing Sunday night at the Sid the Cat Auditorium in South Pasadena this Sunday, May 10th at 7 p.m. You'll have to check on that yourself. He's got a brand new song now. It is called Switch Up, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That was Mike D, formerly of the Beastie Boys.
That was an audible acid trip,
That's what it sounded like. Yeah, that was strange.
It was kind of like if the Chemical Brothers made a song and then asked Mike D to just throw some random vocals on there.
That is true.
Yeah.
He has a four-stop tiny mini tour that's going on. He was in Los Angeles last night,
mm-hmm.
Not positive where. Sunday night, he's supposed to be at the Sid the Cat Auditorium in South Pasadena with a 7 p.m. start time. So if you can find that out, that would be great. That is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday. We have tickets for one of our favorite artists coming to town.
Yes, sending you to see Youngblood taking over the Greek Theater at a sold-out show that's coming up on the 22nd.
Bad news for some of you. Mother's Day is Sunday.
Yeah, heads up.
Have you remembered? Let's talk about you gave or got lame Mother's Day gifts, because every single year this seems like it's great.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
People give so much crap for Mother's Day. And it's not that it's cheap. It's that it's thoughtless.
Right.
So that's what we're looking for. You got something thoughtless, something super lame, or you gave it to your mother. Either way, the phone number is 800-520-1067. Did you ever
You know, I think it is one of the hardest things to shop for with your mom every single year, you know? So we would always go with flowers, but it was always very, very hard to shop for my mom. And we'd try to find different things throughout the year to find for her. But it was, you know, it's a hard one.
Yeah, what I mean, it can be a hard one.
Yeah.
I don't remember coming up lame, but I've always sort of...
But you make an effort.
Yes.
And I think at the end of the day, if you're making some type of effort and you're not bringing, you know, buying them a vacuum or a broom or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Like...
When it was, just a side topic, it was Christmas and we needed a vacuum.
Uh-huh.
And my wife said, we need a vacuum. I said, I'm not getting that for Christmas. She said, just, trust me, I need it. I'm like, fine, I'm going to get it to you on the 20th or the 20th. I don't want to be... Telling stories 15 years from now, somebody laughing. Oh, I can't believe. So that's what we're looking for. You gave or got lame Mother's Day gifts. 800-520-1067 is the phone number.
And for the best call or text, we're going to send you to the sold out Youngblood show at the Greek Theater that's coming up on the 22nd.
You gave or got lame Mother's Day gifts. 800-520-1067. Lame Mother's Day gifts. 800-520-1067.
323 texted in and said a lint roller. A lint roller for Mother's Day.
Dirty Heads on the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We are taking your phone calls and texts about lame Mother's Day gifts. And for the best one,
you're going to get tickets to the sold-out Youngblood show at the Greek on the 22nd.
800-520-1067. Lame Mother's Day gifts.
So I was in seventh grade, and a girl in school had baby rats.
Baby rats. All right.
So I got one. On the walk home, I got a bird cage from a friend's house, got home and said, Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Here's a baby rat.
Oh, my God.
Here's the question. How old were you?
Seventh grade.
Seventh grade.
So what? 13? 14?
So how pissed was she?
She was pissed, but she could not give it away because, of course, it was a Mother's Day gift.
Yeah.
And I wanted it, so it stayed in my room.
Oh, my God.
You gave yourself a gift for Mother's Day. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. You gave or got lame Mother's Day gifts.
I kind of gave a lame Mother's Day gift.
What is it?
The wife is paying for dinner with the gift cards that she has. Then she will go on to Cheesecake Factory, which she has the gift card from. Then we'll go on to Home Depot to get some flowers, which she has credit on. And
did you get her nothing?
I got her nothing yet. I got to get her a card in the morning. I got to wake up tomorrow and get her a card before we go to the we go to lunch, yeah.
But did you get her those gift cards before or no?
No.
Oh, oh my God.
You are lame.
Okay.
K-Rock, hello.
Lamest Mother's Day present.
Yep.
Mother's Day, my husband walks in with two huge bouquets. One was for his mother, who was visiting from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, he hands me a rose out of it and says the other one is for him to give a rose to each one of the moms there at a family barbecue we were going to.
Oh, my God. And that's all he got you?
Yeah. And he hasn't heard the end of it since then.
He shouldn't.
Oh, my God. He better redeem himself on Sunday. That's all I know.
I hope so. But, you know, it usually doesn't go well, but he tries.
All right.
Credit. He tries.
All right.
Doesn't seem like it, but okay. K-Rock, hello. Lame Mother's Day gifts.
So here we go. I get back from Vietnam. In like 1974, and I'm in Santa Cruz, California, and she's already moved to Palm Springs. So I thought I would send her this neat little window hanging of the Santa Cruz Lighthouse. It's just like, what the heck is this? Some cheap-ass piece of glass? And I went, no, Mama, I think I made it specially for you. From me as a Vietnam vet. And she goes, oh, that's different.
Oh, my God.
So, it was so cool that she accepted it at 87 years old. And it made me feel proud because I'm an Eagle Scout. And she's, of all things, a silver beaver.
I'm sorry. Did you say silver beaver?
The highest award you can get as a volunteer in the Boy Scout in you know industry.
Right, but it's named a silver beaver.
Yeah. God bless you guys for bending an ear, and I just wanted to throw that in there.
All right,
like
thank
I said,
you.
Teach you a Vietnam vet, Eagle Scout, and God bless you guys. love hearing your music.
Thank you very much.
Service.
Thanks for calling. Yeah. K-Rock, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. A lame Mother's Day gift.
A lame Mother's Day gift is I'm sitting in the car right now with my mom, and I told her that I'm going to take her to Youngblood if we win them on the radio station.
No,
that doesn't count.
But hold up. Did you get her anything else?
No, I haven't gotten her anything else.
You're relying on us right now to save your ass.
I'm relying on you.
K-Rock, hello.
My birthday is May 9th, and Mother's Mexican birthday is May 10th, but I'm also a mother.
Okay, so your birthday is May 9th, and then Mother's Day is the day after, and you are a mother as well.
And I have to celebrate with my mom, so everything goes to her. So she sometimes gives me money, but I turn around and give it back to her.
She'll give you money for your birthday, and you'll turn around and give it back to her for Mother's Day?
Yeah, and then sometimes she'll give it back on the 11th or on the Sunday for Mother's Day in America.
So it's just a big money exchange going around.
No one's ever spending that money. So with Sunday being Mother's Day, we are taking your phone calls all day today with you gave or got lame Mother's Day gifts. You have a story like that?
So it was my very first Mother's Day, right? I had just given birth to my son. And then I believe it was my mother that came up to me and she's like, hey, happy Mother's Day. You're finally a mom. And I'm like, oh, cool. Like, I was expecting something cool. And she comes out with a paper and it's El Pollo Loco coupon.
No.
I mean, El Pollo Loco is bomb, but
it is not
a good Mother's Day.
Did she put it in a card at least?
She folded up the paper like really nice. I just felt like, oh, man, my first Mother's Day.
Oh, I would have held on to it until Christmas and given it back.
Yeah.
Expired.
K-Rock, hello.
The lamest Mother's Day gift is that I've done is pretty much an IOU.
An IOU.
I gave my mom an IOU, a Mother's Day gift.
Well, and what was the IOU for, and did you come through with it?
No, I did not come through. Oh. It was for to take her out to dinner, but I'm so broke.
Oh, no. How many years ago was this?
Oh, my gosh. This was just like probably a couple years ago.
So you gave her an IOU, a dinner, for Mother's Day, and you've not taken her to dinner yet.
No, and I literally wrote it on a piece of paper.
What are you going to give her Sunday?
I'm hoping I can get her a card. Maybe possibly take her out to dinner.
I owe you. I owe you, too.
Yeah, exactly. I owe you, too.
K-Rock, hello.
So I got my wife a Groupon. A while back, it was for a 90-minute massage at some hole-in-the-wall place. It was special, and it was so bad that my wife left within 20 minutes. She said the guy was like a little spider monkey. He like kind of jumped on the table and walked on her back. It was so bad. I haven't heard the rest of it since, but we laugh about it now.
She left before the happy ending?
Yeah, she definitely did.
Oh, my God.
A spider monkey happy ending can be great.
You would know.
Worst gift ever.
Worst gift ever, indeed.
God, that is so epic.
Where did you find that Groupon coupon?
So at the time I wasn't making great money, so I was just trying to save a buck.
Right.
It showed up I filtered it.
Right.
And sure enough, like I definitely got I got what it was worth. That's for sure.
And you thought it can't be that bad.
Right.
I mean, at the time I was like, cool, 90 minute massage, it's a killer deal. Yeah. I should have read the writing on the wall for sure.
Did the writing on small print say spider monkey?
Spider monkey.
No, it didn't.
All right. Congratulations. You are our winner.
Yes, sir.
Right on. Thank you guys.
Jesse, you're going to go to the sold out Youngblood show at the Greek on the 22nd.
Sick.
Woo!
So cool. Thanks, guys.
Well done, man. You are still listening for a block of No Doubt songs.
And when you hear the beginning of the second song, Caller 20, we're going to send you to see them at the Sphere, plus a 2-night hotel stay and a gas card. It's coming up on K-Rock.